So the recording has been started. There is no announcement. Thank you for joining the IDN Guidelines Working Group call on 19th of April 2018. We have Edmund, Mats, Dennis, Carl, and Sarmad on the call. Actually, I'm showing up as Pitinal, but actually, I'm here instead of her. So over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Samad, and thank you everyone for joining. I guess the plan today is to try to finalize the set of recommendations, which is the guidelines document itself. There were three outstanding points from last time, which I think I'll pass to Mats shortly to go over. And if we complete those, then we have the a cover letter to consider. Thanks so much for drafting it, and that would drive us to the conclusion of the entire working group, actually. So let's see how much we can do today. I guess we can start with the three outstanding items, and I'll pass to Mats directly. Any other items that we need to bring up besides what I just outlined?
This is Ahmad for the queue.
Please.
So there was some redrafting of this guideline on harmonization, and I just wanted to highlight that there were some changes made in it, and we may want to just confirm them.
Right, good point. So there are four points, actually. So why don't we go to Matt's for the three items, and then come back to the harmonization one, which we discussed last week.
Yeah. So guidelines 12, 15, and 16 were given to me to look at. We talked about adding those languages that. Use in 12 that to specifically write those languages that is okay to have automatic activation. I read through and thought and tried, but I felt that pointing out languages or language there felt awkward. So I decided something happened here. Yes.
I'm okay, just sharing the screen so that you can all look at the recommendations.
Right. So I think that we keep it as is, and don't explicitly write any languages. So I think that the text as it is good enough.
Thank you, Mats. Let's go one by one then. But Samad, once you do that, you force, I guess, everyone to be full screen, and I can't see the chat and all that. So it might be better if, yeah. Okay. But now I can't see the. Is there any way to see both?
Anyway. Have no idea this time.
No worries.
I think when you have a full screen, you can go up and click on the chat, and it pops up as a separate window.
Ah, I see. Okay. So either way.
So right now I can't see the sharing. I can only see the list and.
Right, so I'm not sharing anymore. I'll share it once if you ask for it. So I'm not sharing.
Okay, why don't you share it, and then we'll figure out how to view the chat again. But in any case, I guess Matt's suggestion is not to put anything. My immediate reaction is I don't have a strong opinion on this. Matt, wonder if Kyle or Dennis. Or others have any thoughts on this?
This is Cal. I tend to agree. I don't see much value in enumerating individual languages, so I'm happy to keep it as is.
Okay. I understand that Dennis may still be driving. Feel free to jump in later if you do have anything as well.
This is Sarma. Can I make a short comment?
Please.
Sure.
So one other option which you could consider is to maybe add an additional note at the end to qualify, for example, that in Japanese it is normal practice to mix hiragana, katagana, and kanji. You know, just note that much. And then just point to that additional note from recommendation 12, for example.
Recommendation 12 is about activation.
Recommendation, yeah. The other one. The commingling of scripts, number 15 or number 16, sorry. So yeah, that's right, one way of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about it. Yeah. One at a time. And I guess what Salma is referring to is more for another item, but this specifically for the Chinese one, right? Number 12 was the Chinese one, if I remember correctly.
Right. So of course, it's possible to say that in a note for number 12 to say that it's commonly practiced for Chinese language tables to have such a practice.
Right, and this would be added at the end of the document in alongside some of the other notes. Is that the suggestion, Samad?
Yes, that's a suggestion. And the reason, not for 12, but for 15, the reason I note that is because in our public comment response, we had actually said that we would note Japanese as not being an exceptional case. So I just sort of wanted to make sure that we close the loop on that.
Right, that was what I was going to ask, if number 12 did receive any note as well, or we have made any commitments to do anything like that. So why don't we jump to 15 and talk about it together, Matt's, I guess it's similar situation.
This is Sarmad again. May I come in on 12, please?
Please do.
So even though we didn't make a commitment for 12, I think we actually got some comments where we were asked to specifically call out exceptional cases rather than keep them generic. And that was the context, I guess, we wanted to therefore include Chinese explicitly. Currently, we are not calling out those cases. And the comment was that just making it generic makes it more broad than actually it should be, because I guess they were suggesting that we need to be conservative for automatic activation.
Right, but I think it's a little bit problematic just to point out the Chinese, to say this is permitted for Chinese, but not for any other. We have a text that limit automatic activation of IDN variant labels to a minimum. So we point out, I don't remember when this was added, but we stress that the number, I mean, you cannot just automatic activate anything.
So Sarmad again.
Yes.
So I guess what I was suggesting was that in number 12, in the exceptional cases, we list that as number 2, to abide, it says to abide by language and script established conventions. So, for example, a note can be added at the end where it says that automatic activation is an established convention for some TLDs using HANscript. What that does is actually at least connects the established convention to HAN, if that is actually an established convention, and that automatically, I guess, within the guidelines gives HAN script that sort of green signal through this exception, without anybody trying to, you know, anybody requiring to make a case. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. Mats, I see your hand up. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, shouldn't that rather be Chinese than Hong?
Okay,
Samad?
Sure.
Because I think it is the Chinese language that uses that rather than Hong script.
Yes, sir.
If I look at PDT, Hong script exists, but it's a little bit odd.
Yes, agree with you, Mats. Thank you.
Okay. And I guess in relation to, is it 15 or 16 in terms of Japanese?
It should be 16.
16. In terms of 16, Mats, is that a similar case? And could we deal with it similarly as suggested by Samad as a end note?
So actually, it's 15 rather than 16, because it's 15 that talks about exception for these guidelines permissible for language and well-established orthographies and convention that require the commingling use of multiple Unicode scripts. So if we should have a comment on that, it should be on 15, and then it should be noted that Chinese, Japanese, and Korean usually commingle multiple Unicode scripts, and this is how we should look at common and inherited.
Okay. Thank you, Max.
Explicit Unicode script or something.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
But for 15, I have an addition that, because the text is problematic. It says that all code points in a single label must be taken from the same Unicode script. And in the most IDN tables permit the mixture of common and some other script. So Latin and common, or Cyrillic and common, or even Arabic and common. And so I suggest an additional sentence at the end. And I sent that out in email an hour ago or something, saying this guideline also accepts the use of selected code points from Unicode script common or inherited when such code points are suitable for the language or Unicode script of the IDN table.
Thank you, Mats. I think we touched on this last time as well, or the meeting before. There were some concerns about common. I wonder, Cal or Dennis or Samad wants to add to this.
Samad here for the queue, please.
Samad, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so yeah, the challenge actually is that when we talk about common, it actually brings in code points from a lot of different scripts, not just Latin. So there are marks from Japanese and all these other scripts, which are a script property of common. So so I guess if we say that this should allow mixing common, which actually is expected, then it should be done in a way that only the relevant common code points are allowed and not all of them, I guess, for a particular script. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Matt? Matt, you have your hand up.
And I was muted. I was aware of that, what Sarmad said. And so that's why I didn't say that or didn't write that any common code point. So there's a qualifier at the end. So I pasted the sentence I suggest to the chat box.
Okay, thank you, Mats. And Samad, are you suggesting that the use of relevant vote points instead of selected, or are you making a further suggestion, actually?
Let me just give me a second. Let me read this again and see if, I'll come back.
Cal or Dennis, do you have any thoughts on this? If not, I just want to confirm. Dennis, please.
Yeah, thank you. So my question was going to be, what are we trying to solve for, given that we are basically copying and pasting this guideline from the previous one? But I think Sarmad was on point. So the use of common and inherited is an accepted practice, but there has to be some boundaries, right? And I think he described it as, common is a big block, and there are certain code points that are suitable for or relevant, that is, for certain scripts, and others are not. So racers should be able to discriminate ones that are relevant to a script in an IDN table. Now, I think the problem is how to convey that in the guideline. I think that's where we are.
Thank you. And I got actually put myself in the queue, but since I see Mats wanted to respond, why don't I let you, Mats, you respond first before I...
Yeah. As it is now, so either we say that common are not acceptable, because we say that it must be taken from the same Unicode script, and that means that mixing Latin and the digits are not acceptable according to the guideline. Or we should try to be blind about the fact that it is used. And if you read my sentence, I have a limitation that is suitable for the language or Unicode script. So and of course other wording could be fine, but the same meaning that you can use common or inherited code points, but you cannot use just any. They have to be such code points that are suitable for the language or script that the IDN table is meant for.
Thank you, Matt. And I put myself in the queue. I think the original, the current original doesn't prevent this, but adding this, it doesn't really have a matter. I think last time we discussed, I forgot whether Mats you were here or it was last week. Pidanen did mention when we talked about this. Pidanen mentioned that really only CJK, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, does this. Other scripts seem to not need to include the alphanumeric quote unquote common scripts. So that was the reason why we didn't think it was a big issue. But I mean, I think I see your point, and I'm not against adding it. I want to make sure, Dennis, you're okay with it. And
may I answer there, Edmund, directly?
Yes,
because a numbers 0 to 9 and dash or hyphen, they are common. And they are used in almost all IDM tables. So I don't understand how you can say that common is not commonly used.
Mats, I get that. I think we were talking more about the alphabet A to Z, and you're right on. So Dennis, I want to make sure that your question was addressed.
Edmund, yeah, thank you, yep. Dennis, for the record. I think to some extent, yes. So I'm going through the Unicode BR24, and the language is maybe confusing, right? I mean, they say the common and carried are, I mean, they have this script property value, but they are special values cases. So not scripts per se, it's just the way they are captured in the Unicode tables.
Okay.
So on the other hand, this guideline has been in operation for many years without causing any issue, or has it?
Thank you, Dennis. I guess your point is that, you know, it has been like this, and nobody mistook us from saying that the numerics, the digits should not be added in. And is there anything that changed now that we have to add it back in? Did I summarize it correctly?
Right, it has not caused a problem. I think it was safe to assume that common was okay to mix with the explicit scripts like Latin and numbers and Cyrillic and numbers or Han, Katakana and numbers and the hyphen, of course, because that's allowed per RFCs. So I think nobody challenged that you cannot mix a explicit script plus common. So by us adding a new language, has something changed that require us to be more specific, more explicit about how a ratio should structure the IDM tables? I think that's where I'm trying to get at. What has changed, or what are we trying to solve for that we need to change or make more explicit the language? I mean, because I see Matt's suggestion to, I don't know if it's to add or to replace.
This is an addition.
Addition, okay.
This is the suggestion to add to 16, I think. Is it?
15.
Suggestion to add to the end of 15.
I think it makes it more clear, I guess.
Okay.
It's just I just need to process. I need a bit more time to process. Sure. I'll take this morning too. Yeah, it,
no
it's
worries.
Just the word language that makes me jump a little bit. But I think the rest is fine. But I just need more time to process this.
Okay, I guess we can we'll come back to you. Matt, is that a new hand, and you want to respond? I also see Cal's hand up.
Well, let's call first then.
Okay. Cal, and then I do remember, Samad, we're waiting for your comment as well. Once you're ready, why don't you use the tool to put your hand up? Cal?
Well, thanks, Edmund. I've read Matt's text, and I don't have an objection to it, but I would like to echo Dennis's comment that things have been, and pardon me if this is incorrect, but things have been fine with the way people have interpreted this text up until now. And my fear is that we're trying to create guidelines that are going to be so literally interpreted that if the text here does not support a common sense implementation, that someone might be in breach of their contract or something as silly as that. So if that is why we're trying to add this language, because an unthinking bureaucracy is going to come along and check an IDN table, find that there are common code points in such an IDN table and put someone in breach, well, I think we need to rethink the guidelines entirely, because that's not the way I've been adding text and accepting changes to this text. So if we think that this, we need to override common sense with these guidelines, because common sense won't be applied at the time of assessment, then I think we have a broader problem than simply adding a sentence to this guideline.
Samad, for the
Cal. Thank you, Cal. I guess I'll let Matt respond first, specifically in this. I guess the main thing is, did you feel that it's anything changed to warrant this addition, or this is purely a clarification to improve the previous versions? And if so, can you live without it? I guess those are the main points. Matt, and then I guess we'll go to Salman.
Well, I think this is an improvement to increase the quality of that, because we talk about Unicode scripts and kind of forget that the common and inherited are actually also Unicode scripts, and a reader can question, well, can't I use common and inherited code points? And it says that yeah, I can't. So and I don't see what harm. Actually, we point out. I mean, you can't use just any common inherited. So it doesn't give a carte blanche to use whatever. So I think this is helpful for the reader and makes these guidelines better. And if the question, if I can live without it, well, I still live, and in the previous version, it's not there.
I guess the point is really that the main point I think both Dennis and Cal wants to advance is that by adding it, you might be drawing attention, unnecessary attention, that registry thinks something has changed. And that might actually create more confusion rather than the clarification that you seek. That is probably the main issue. But perhaps you could... we'll go to Samad and then we'll jump back to talk about whether we add this or not, or how we add it. Samad?
Thank you, Edmund. So one thing I would like to note is that the previous version actually did not say Unicode script, but just the same script. So that's a more general way of writing it, and I guess in that way, one could include common and inherit without really saying so. So that's one way of addressing this issue. The second way one could do it is if we all want to make it explicit, is basically, and not draw too much attention to it as is being pointed out, is to make a note, like we've been doing in other cases, at the end, rather than make it part of the recommendation itself. So that's another way of doing it, as an explanatory note, saying that generally script is interpreted in a way that some of the code points which are tagged as inherited or common are also suitable for use for a particular IDN table, or something to that effect. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. What about so the text itself that is drafted by Mats, whether it's added to 15 or in a note? You mentioned that you might want some moderation to that. Have you thought about?
So I guess I'm suggesting two possibilities. One is to remove the Unicode script in the first sentence in 15 and make it generically script. That is how it has been in the previous version of the guidelines. If we want to make it more precise but not draw attention, then we could draft a sentence which highlights that this is normally the case, where common is sometimes tagged separately, but is normally used with a script, for example, in case of digits on iPhone.
Right, so you mean a sentence that is not what Matt's suggested, but kind of try to say that, or try to say what we mean by Unicode?
Right, so the current sentence is more like a guideline. I think what I am suggesting is redrafting it as a explanation rather than a guideline.
Okay, got it. Mats, I see your hands up.
Yeah, I mean, if we remove Unicode, replace Unicode script with script in the first sentence, then how do we then refer to Unicode standard? What do we mean by script then, if it's not Unicode script? And if we mean script is some generic meaning, then do we really have to refer to the exceptions of orthographies and that commingling multiple Unicode scripts? I think it's a bad solution. We should keep Unicode script to keep these guidelines more precise, so the reader can understand what we're referring to. We could have it as a note. I think that we have already too many notes, but that's better than nothing. I think it's better to have it there where it is. And I don't, I think it, that the point that we have actually precise things from script to Unicode script also makes it relevant to point out that common and inherited are special, and it's not the commingling of Latin and common that we're talking about. It's commingling of Latin and Cyrillic.
Okay, thank you, Mats. So I hear that you are okay with potentially putting this as a note, keeping Unicode script. Cal and Dennis, I guess, any thoughts? Would that address your concerns? Or
this is Cal. Yes, I think that would be maybe safer for lack of clarity in the future.
Thank you, Cal. Dennis, I'm circling back to you to see if you have any further thoughts, or are you okay with this being moved to the script to a foot end note?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I agree.
Okay.
We'll have a chance to review the final language later, but yeah, I'm fine with in principle with moving it to the bottom. Yeah.
Thank you. In that case, then, I guess for 12, 15, and 16, based on our discussion, we have two action items, well, two sets of action items. For 12 and 15, in terms of the example of languages, for Chinese and Japanese specifically, respectively, we'll have additional notes for those. And for this particular item on common or inherited scripts, sets, we would also have a note. Just want to confirm that that's the acceptable way forward that we're suggesting.
Samad, for the queue, please.
Samad, please.
Sorry if I have to sort of call in. It seems like the host doesn't have the ability to raise hand. In any case, I want to circle back to what you just said. I think we've actually, exception to commingling of scripts, we listed Japanese, but earlier in this call today, we were also talking about Chinese and Japanese and Korean. So I just want to make sure that we are only listing Japanese as the exception allowable common case, or do we want to add other scripts as well? We've only talked about in the public comment process, I think the comment came from Japanese. So that was what we were initially talking about. But there was mention of other scripts today as well.
Thank you, Sama, for the clarification. I see Matt's hand up, so I'll put myself in the queue after Matt's. Matt?
Yes, for 12, the language to list is Chinese, but for 15, we should list Chinese, Korean, and Japanese, because all three commingle scripts, even in the general sense of scripts.
Thank you, Mats. This is Edmund, and the reason why I won't put my hand up is I see them, if it is the best way that I think might be to list to slightly separate the three of them. For the variance part, which is number 12, that is Chinese. For 15, probably need two sentences, one which is similar to what Matt's drafted in terms of common, but the situation of Japanese is slightly different. So I guess we really want to make three points. The Chinese case for the auto variants, the Japanese case for kana and han, and the CJK or other cases for common or inherited plus
no.
The script. Is that?
No.
Mets.
Yes. For 15, we have two comments. One is that it's established for Chinese, Japanese, and Korean to mix multiple Unicode scripts. And that is not counting common and, or inherited, because all three of them uses explicit Unicode scripts in mixture. The common inherited is a general thing that covers almost all IDM tables.
Samad for the queue, please.
Samad, please.
So as far as the comment is concerned, we only got feedback from Japanese. I guess I'm not really sure whether Chinese would qualify if you're just talking about simplified and traditional Chinese, unless Mats, you're thinking something beyond that. And then for Korean, you know, there is a ongoing discussion on whether Han and Hangul should be allowed in domain names to mix. If you look at the public comment on Korean root zone LGR, and in practice, from what I understand, .kr does not allow the CCTLD for Korea does not allow Hanja for second level. So I guess we need to be conservative here in our recommendations, and to be conservative, then I think again, it's just an opinion. I think Japanese is the only case which we should allow in writing, and then let other scripts come in and make their case like any other script, based on you know, whatever their practice is. Just a suggestion for you to consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. And Mats, I think do you want to come in? You have made this point, and common doesn't cover this. Is what you're also saying, right? Is that so?
Yeah.
By putting it into two, it doesn't work. That's
right. I mean, the Chinese tables that have been processed in PDT have to almost all of them, that's a few exceptions, have had both Han and Latin, but Latin limited to A to Z. The same with Korean tables, they have included Hangul syllables and Latin, limited to A to Z. So we have the mixture of Unicode scripts in all three languages, Chinese, Japanese, Korean.
Okay. Samad, or others, any thoughts on this? I think what Mats, it seems to me that Mats, it's a very accurate and approach. The question is how we draft this particular note. I think what Samad mentioned, I kind of agree with. The Japanese situation is a bit unique, and you know, having Latin and Han appears to me a slightly different case for than that, but I guess you can argue that it's similar. Would it be okay to separate the two and have one sentence focused on Japanese case, and have another sentence that talks about the Chinese and Korean situation along with the common, which is the digits. Would that solve both problems? I guess Matt's and Samad, and I see Matt's hand up.
I think that we should have two notes to 15. One note saying that Japanese commonly used hiragana, katakana, and Han and Latin. Chinese commonly use Han and Latin. Korean commonly use Han and Hangul syllables and Latin. But just list them. The Unicode scripts.
Sure.
And we could also note that Latin is limited to A to Z. And then a second note about common and inherited. So that the reader doesn't get the impression that this is for CJK only.
Thank you, Matt. Samad?
Right. So I think the LDH scheme, which is, being inherited from ASCII domain names, the A through Z hyphen and digits, that may actually be more common than just the three cases. So for example, maybe in some Arabic tables, some of these may be used. So I'm just thinking whether it's useful to enumerate all these cases because, LDH scheme may be actually considered as a default. When we talk about script mixing, we actually probably focus because when I was talking about script mixing, I was actually thinking about more about, for example, Hangul and Hanja, or Kanji and Kana. Rather than mixing these scripts with, the LDH core ASCII set. But in any case, I think enumerating these is maybe problematic because then we have to list many other cases which we may actually miss out. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. Matt, I see your hand still up. Is that a new hand? And I put myself.
It's a new hand. Okay. Yes. Arabic and Latin or A to Z cannot be mixed. That's not permitted by IDN because it's right to left and left to right writing. So that's not possible. And in all the cases that I've gone through PDT, only Chinese, Japanese, and Korean have had any script mixing mixing of explicit Unicode scripts. Or if we remove the common inherited case. So only those three have had any script mixing. No other case, none whatsoever. So I think it's safe to say that it's only CJK and actually in the rules for new GTLDs it says that only CJK may have the script mixing. So I see no problem of enumerating CJK in this case, because that is the relevant case, or those are the relevant cases. It will be very clear to the reader, you talk about those.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Cal, I see your hand up as well. I want to clarify that, Matt. So we're really saying three notes now. Then, one one focused on Japanese, which I think we all understand, and it's okay. And then one that is focused on the letters, which is CJK, which adds the Latin letters. And a third one, which would cover the common or inherited one. Is that what you're suggesting? I want to clarify that, and then I'll go to Cal.
No, my suggested is that we combine CJK in one note. We just so say, I don't see any reason why we should have a specific note for Japanese. We just list these three cases where we have a mixing of explicit Unicode scripts.
Okay.
And we don't have to say anything else more than that. And then a second note where we talk about common and inherited.
Got it. Thank you. Cal?
Thanks, Edmund. I can't think of any examples outside of CJK, but I wanted to point out that if it was explicitly prevented as part of UQTLDs, then naturally you would not get any such scripts passed through PDT. So perhaps we shouldn't use PDT as the source of current practice. It's already artificially modifying people's behavior simply because of the existing rules. So I think what we need to do is focus on common uses. If such uses exist, regardless of whether they're passed through PDT, we recognize those. And I would support what Samad said, that if we do stay sort of conservative and people try to justify exceptions if they need to. But having said that, I don't see any strong problem with including both Korean and Chinese into the mix, even though Japanese was the only one that explicitly made a comment.
Thank you. Mats, I see your hand up. We're kind of running out of time, so I want to go to a particular point, which is, it seems like we have a good discussion. I was wondering if Mats yourself or Samad should try to draft the couple few notes, but I'll go to you, Mats, first, and then go to that.
Yeah, Mats? Right. So then the note I envision for CJK would not be to say that those are the only allowed cases. Instead, it would say that these are the cases that we see, the CJK cases. So people see the context. Since we have it in a note, it has a different value than if it's a part of the guideline itself. So it would not prohibit others, but so if they could say that it's well established here and you forgot to mention it, and we say sorry, but okay, of course it's established and you can do it.
Okay, got it, Mats.
So then Samad,
Samad, please.
Sorry, so I just wanted to say I'm happy to draft these notes if you would want.
Yeah, so I was thinking whether it'd be good for Samad, you to help draft it. You have some thoughts about it as well, and we can try to finalize this next week. Then, do you have enough based on the discussion?
Sure. So I'll share it earlier on the mailing list so that. If there are any comments, we can incorporate and hopefully finalize the text for discussion in the next call as well.
Okay. Thank you then. In that case, there are two more that will come back, two more parts that we'll come back to besides this update to the notes next time, and also the cover letter. With that, any urgent items before we close the call? Hearing none, thank you everyone for your time, and we'll talk again in a week's time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.